This is part two of Spirit, Body, and Soul. So we're going to cover a recap of last week when we talked about part one, and then we'll do more of body, soul, and spirit. So let's talk about it. The body, soul, and spirit are crucial parts that make up who we are, especially in how we connect with God. Each of these parts has a unique role. Think about the body as what you can see and touch. It's the physical part of us that we use to interact with the world around us. Then there's the soul. The soul is not something you can see or touch. The body you can see and touch, but the soul is the part of your identity that you can't see or touch. It's the part of you that feels emotions and has a personality. The soul is what makes you, you. It's where all your thoughts and feelings and experiences live. It's how you understand yourself and express who you are to others. Now, the spirit is another unseen part of us, but it has a very special job. The spirit is how we connect with God. It's through our spirit that we can have a close relationship with Him. When the soul shows who we are on the inside, the spirit is our line of communication with God, helping us to know Him and experience His presence. The Bible talks a lot about how important it is to keep our body and spirit working together in a healthy way. This balance is key to our spiritual well-being. For example, in the New Testament, there's a verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, that talks about our spirit, soul, and body. It says that all three parts should be kept in good shape and blameless. This idea shows us how connected these parts are. They work together to make us who we are, created by God to reflect His glory. As Christians, we are encouraged to use each part of ourselves to honor God. We should take care of our bodies, use our souls to praise Him, and worship Him with our spirits. This complete approach to living for God helps us grow closer to Him and understand the fullness of our existence that He has created. Now we're going to talk about the tabernacle as a model. The history of the tabernacle is deeply connected to the idea of using every part of ourselves to honor God. The tabernacle, first described in the book of Exodus in the Bible, was a portable sanctuary that the Israelites built under Moses' direction as a place for God to dwell among them during their journey through the desert. It was a physical symbol of God's presence and a place where the people could come worship Him. The tabernacle was made up of various parts, each with its own significance, much like the body, soul, and spirit in our personal relationship with God. For example, the outer court represented the physical part where the sacrifices were made, symbolizing the need for physical actions in worship, such as taking care of our bodies and using them to serve God. The holy place inside the tabernacle could symbolize the soul, where the bread of the presence and the lampstand were kept, representing nourishment and light for the inner being. The most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant was kept and where only the high priest could enter once a year, represents the spirit's intimate connection with God. This layered structure of the tabernacle mirrors how we're encouraged to use our bodies, souls, and spirits in worship and service to God. Just as the tabernacle was a place for God's presence, we too are temples of the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in the New Testament, called to honor God with every aspect of our being. Moreover, the detailed instructions and care taken in constructing the tabernacle shows the importance of intentionality and dedication in our worship. It wasn't enough to have the structure. The Israelites were to approach God with reverence, following His commands on how to live and worship. This teaches us the importance of approaching God wholeheartedly, using our bodies for actions that honor Him, our souls to express love and praise, and our spirits to deepen our connection with Him. In summary, the history of the tabernacle is a powerful illustration of the holistic approach to worshiping and honoring God. It shows the importance of using all parts of our existence, body, soul, and spirit, in a harmonious and dedicated manner to connect with and serve God. Now let's talk about honoring God. When we think about how we can honor God, it's like looking at a puzzle made of different pieces. Each piece is important and has its own place. In our lives, these pieces are our body, soul, and spirit. We're encouraged to use all these parts together to show God our love and respect. First, let's talk about our bodies. Taking care of our bodies is more than just eating right and exercising. Let me get back to that. Taking care of our bodies is more than just eating right and exercising. It's all about respecting the incredible work of the art that God created. When we keep our bodies healthy, we're saying thank you to God for giving us life. It's like if someone gave you a really nice gift, you'd like to take care of it, right? That's how we should treat our bodies. Now, our souls are where our emotions and personalities live. Again, our souls is where our emotions and personalities live. When we use our souls to praise God, it means we're letting our true selves connect with Him. It's like sharing your thoughts and feelings with a friend. Praising God with our souls can be singing, praying, or just talking to Him about our day. It's all about making that personal connection. Lastly, let's talk about our spirits. Worshiping God with our spirits is kind of like having a deep heart-to-heart conversation. It's where we open up and really feel the presence of God. This is the Holy Spirit. This can happen when we're alone, thinking about God, or when we're with others, sharing in a moment of worship. It's a powerful way to feel close to God and understand His love for us. Putting it all together, honoring God with our body, soul, and spirit is about using every part of ourselves to connect with Him. It's like a beautiful dance where every move is important. By doing this, we show God how much we love Him and appreciate everything He does for us. It's a way to say thank you and to grow closer to Him every day. Now let's talk about how tithing is all part of this. Tithing relates to the concepts of honoring God with our body, soul, and spirit by emphasizing the aspect of giving back to God a portion of what He has given us. Tithing, biblically, is the act of giving one-tenth income to the church or to God, and is a physical expression of gratitude and recognition of God's provision in our lives. It's a tangible way to show our trust in Him to provide for our needs and our commitment to participating in His work on earth. When we tithe, we're using our resources, which can be seen as an extension of our physical selves, our body, to honor God. It's a practical way of acknowledging that everything we have comes from Him and is ultimately His. This act of giving isn't just a financial transaction. It's a spiritual discipline that affects our hearts, which is our soul, and deepens our relationship with God. That's through our spirit. By tithing, we're saying that our trust in God goes beyond words, influencing how we handle the tangible aspects of our lives. Tithing also relates to the idea of worship through our spirit. When we give, it's an act of worship. So when we give through our tithes, it's an act of worship. It's a way of saying that God is worth more than our material possessions. This kind of giving reflects a heart posture that is essential for spiritual intimacy with God. It acknowledges His sovereignty and care over our lives. Furthermore, as the tabernacle was a place for the Israelites to come and worship God through sacrifices and offerings, tithing is our way of bringing before God what is valuable to us. It's a modern expression of the ancient principle of offering a portion of our blessings back to God as an act of worship and thanksgiving. In essence, tithing is a multifaceted practice that engages our body through the act of giving, our soul by reflecting our values and what we treasure, and our spirit by deepening our trust and relationship with God. It's an integral part of living a life that honors God with every aspect of our being, demonstrating our love and commitment to Him in a practical and impactful way. Now let's talk about how fasting is all part of this. Fasting, like tithing, is another spiritual discipline that deeply connects with the idea of using our body, soul, and spirit to honor God. Again, it's a way of using our body, soul, and spirit to honor God. This is all about fasting. Now, fasting usually involves giving up food, drink, or both for a certain period of time as a way to focus on prayer and spiritual growth. This practice can also extend to giving up other pleasures or distractions that take our focus away from God. Let's first talk about the body. Fasting directly involves the body. When we fast, we are intentionally denying our physical selves the comfort and sustenance of food, which is one of our most basic needs. This act of fasting helps us to remind us of our dependence on God for all things, not just for food, but for our very existence. It's a physical demonstration of our commitment to putting God first, before even our bodily needs. So let's talk about soul. The soul is deeply affected by fasting because fasting is not just a physical act, but an emotional and psychological one as well. It's a time to reflect on our lives, to repent for our sins, and make our souls more receptive to God's voice. By emptying ourselves of physical food, we seek to be filled with spiritual nourishment. But this process involves a deep introspection leading to emotional and psychological growth as we confront aspects of our character and faith that need attention. Fasting is fundamentally a spiritual exercise aimed at drawing closer to God. And this is where we talk about the spirit. Okay, so for the spirit, fasting is fundamentally a spiritual exercise aimed at drawing closer to God. By setting aside our physical cravings, our spirits become more attuned to God's presence and guidance. Fasting is a time to deepen our prayer life, to seek God's will, and to strengthen our spirit's connection with God. With God. So fasting is a time to deepen our prayer life, to seek God's will, and to strengthen our spirit's connection with God. It's an act of worship that acknowledges God's sovereignty and expresses our desire to grow in our relationship with Him. In the context of the tabernacle and the practices of tithing and offering, fasting complements these by being another form of sacrifice, a personal offering of one's body and desires to God as an act of faith and devotion. Just as the Israelites made sacrifices as part of their worship in the tabernacle, we engage in fasting as a sacrificial act that honors God, acknowledging Him as the source of all life and sustenance. Fasting, therefore, is a type of discipline that engages the body by denying it food or other pleasures, challenging the soul by prompting introspection and spiritual growth, and nourishes the spirit by facilitating a deeper connection with God. It is an integral aspect of living a life that seeks to honor God with every part of our being. Now let's talk about honoring God. Honoring God with our body, soul, and spirit involves integrating various aspects of our lives into a cohesive act of worship and devotion. This approach is reflected through practices like caring for our physical health, expressing our innermost thoughts and emotions in praise, and cultivating a deep spiritual connection with God. The history of the tabernacle serves as a powerful symbol of this integrated approach to worship. Its structure and the rituals associated with it illustrate the importance of engaging all parts of ourselves in service to God. Just as the tabernacle was designed for worship through its various components, we are called to use our body, soul, and spirit in a harmonious effort to glorify God. Tithing and fasting are practical expressions of this holistic worship. Tithing involves giving a portion of our material resources as a physical demonstration of our trust and gratitude towards God, affecting our soul by aligning our values with His and strengthening our spirit through acts of faith and obedience. Fasting, on the other hand, involves the physical act of abstaining from food or other pleasures to focus on spiritual growth, thereby disciplining our bodies, enriching our souls through reflection and repentance, and enhancing our spiritual connection with God. In essence, honoring God fully means engaging every aspect of our being in a devoted and integrated manner. It's about recognizing that every part of our existence, from our physical actions to our deepest spiritual experiences, is an opportunity to worship and serve the Creator, our God. Through practices like tithing and fasting, along with living out the symbolism of the tabernacle, we learn to offer our whole selves to God, reflecting His glory in everything we do. Now let's put these thoughts together. Take a moment to think about how you're currently using your mind, body, and heart in your connection with God. Ask yourself if the things you do with your body, the feelings you share, and the way you follow your faith match what the Bible says. Thinking about your life can show you where you need to improve. Praying is a great way to look for advice and better understand things. When you're figuring out how to show respect to God in every part of your life, don't hesitate to ask Him for His wisdom and help. Praying is also a way to tell God you want to be closer to Him and to ask for His help in making these changes in your life. Try to find ways to show your love for God with your mind, body, and heart every day. This can mean looking after your health, joining in worship and praise that really means something to you, and setting aside time for prayer and getting spiritually stronger. Think about making specific promises to yourself, like fasting regularly, or giving a certain amount of money to your church. Or we could say just giving tithing. Let's talk about respecting God is not just talking, not just about making yourself better. It's also shown in helping others. Look for chances to use what you have, your skills, and your time to help those around you. Helping others can be a way to worship God that uses every part of you. Learning to respect God with your whole self is something you'll do your whole life. Be ready to keep learning, to challenge how you practice your faith as you grow closer to God, and always aim to understand God's teachings and plans better. God shows us that to be fully human, we need to take care of our spirit, body, and soul because they all work together. Imagine yourself as a puzzle. Each piece, your spirit, body, and soul, is needed to complete the picture. Without even one piece, the puzzle isn't finished. Your spirit is like the bridge that connects you to God and everything beyond our world. When you feel your spirit by doing things like praying or learning about sacred stories, it's like you're keeping that bridge strong and open. Take care of your body. What that means is more than just staying away from getting sick. It's about being thankful for being alive and being able to move, see, and feel. Eating right, staying active, and getting enough sleep are ways to show thanks for the incredible body you have. Your soul is who you are deep down, your thoughts, feelings, and choices. Growing up means learning how to handle what you feel and think better over time. It's about figuring out who you are and how you fit into the world. As your soul grows, you become more of who you're meant to be. God telling us about the spirit, body, and soul working together is like getting an invitation to take care of every part of ourselves. It's a reminder that God cares about all of us, how we feel, think, move, and connect with something bigger. Living this way means we're taking care of ourselves the way God wants us to, which makes our whole life better. It helps us see that every part of us is important and deserves attention, making us the best we can be. By understanding that our spirit, body, and soul are all connected, we we start to see how each part of us affects the others. Think of yourself as a team where your spirit, body, and soul are team members. If one member isn't doing well, the whole team feels it. But when every member is strong and healthy, the team is unstoppable. Taking care of our spirit is like charging our inner body. When we connect with God or the spiritual part of our life, it's like we're getting filled up with energy and purpose. It helps us know right from wrong and gives us a sense of peace and belonging. Our bodies are the part of us that everyone can see. They let us do everyday things like playing sports, hanging out with friends, and exploring the world. When we eat well, exercise, and get enough sleep, our bodies work better and we all feel good. It's not just about looking good, it's about being strong and ready for whatever comes our way. Then there's our soul, which is all about our feelings and thoughts. It's the part of us that makes us unique, like our own personal fingerprint. Taking care of our soul means finding ways to express ourselves, whether through art, music, writing, or talking with friends. It also means dealing with tough emotions and working through them, not just hiding them away. God's message about keeping our spirit, body, and soul in harmony teaches us to look at ourselves as whole people. This way of thinking encourages us to take care of every part of ourselves. It shows us that every piece of us matters to God and should matter to us too. By taking care of our spirit, body, and soul, we're not just living, we're thriving. We're making the most of what we've been given, growing stronger and wiser every day, and becoming the best versions of ourselves. This is what it means to live a life that honors all parts of us, just like God wants.